It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Do you have any idea what I might have in the bag? One thing is something that you put on a turntable and it goes around and around and around. And then there's a needle that goes on it and it plays sounds, a record. And the other things are things that you put into paint and then put up on paper, paint with. Here's the record. It's a Japanese record of Japanese music. And here are the paintbrushes. You guessed that, did you? Okay, now we must get the record player. We're going to draw a song today. That's what I call it, draw a song. And I play a record and then just paint or draw to whatever we hear. Just our own ideas. You might like to do it too. Just with any piece of paper or brushes or crayons, or pencil. Okay, there's that. I'm going to do it over here at this easel. I have some yellow paint here that I'll mix up. I have three brushes, so I'll use three different paints and some red paint. And some purple paint. Okay, now we'll play the record and listen to it and paint what it makes us feel like painting. You ready?
bum, bum, bum.
That's some music that you might hear. Oh, that's the end of that side. That's some music that you might hear if you visited Japan.
Yep.
Do you know any people who can play music like that or who can talk Japanese? Oh, some beautiful things about that. Yeah. I thought maybe we could use this to make believe. Yeah. We could just pretend that this is a room in the castle. Maybe the S room. Maybe we could have somebody who's singing there. Have a lovely singer in the S room. And King Friday and Queen Sarah and Prince Tuesday could be there too. Let's just use this to pretend. All right?
That was just beautiful, Mr. Toe.
Yes, it certainly was. The prince seems to be enjoying it so much, too, Friday.
Oh, lovely. Perhaps she'd sing something else for us.
Oh, won't you ask her?
Of course I will. Miss Ito, would you grace us with another song?
My pleasure, Your Majesty.
Thank you. Your voice is superb. You have my highest recommendation.
I'm very grateful, King Friday.
Oh, you know our prince enjoyed it so much, Prince Tuesday.
Oh.
I wonder if you might sing him a little lullaby. Would you do that, Miss Ito?
Of course. I'll sing one I like to sing to some of my baby friends. Sleep, little baby, sleep, sleep. I will be near you. You will be safe to sleep. Sleep,
That's high praise, Miss Ito. High praise.
Thank you.
You put the baby to sleep with your beautiful singing. Oh, here's my niece, Lady Evelyn. Lady Evelyn, this lovely lady is Miss Yoshiko Ito. She has been singing for us. Would you kindly introduce her to the others in make-believe?
Of course, Uncle Friday.
Farewell then, friends.
Thank you, Mr.
We'll put the prince to bed now.
Yes. Thank you again, my dear. Thank you.
I heard a bit of that beautiful lullaby.
It is nice, and I like to sing.
I think that that's why you sing so well.
Thank you.
Let's go outside.
Waterfall. Oh, hello, girls.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
I do.
Lady Elaine, I'd like you to meet Miss Yoshiko Ito. Miss Ito, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Hmm. How do you do? Yes, well, I heard you singing. Your voice is good.
Thank you, Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm, but I think you should stop.
But why? Stop singing?
Your voice is too good to use it so much.
Well, I think it gets better as I use it.
When I get something good, I keep it for myself. Now you come on over to my museum, and I'll show you a way to use your voice and save it, too.
That will be interesting.
Lady Elaine?
Yes, dear?
I would like to introduce Miss Ito to X and Henrietta, if they're home.
Oh, they're home. Yeah, they're home.
They're home. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then, why don't we... We'll see you later, then.
All right. Toot-toot, dear. I'll see you at the museum.
Bye-bye.
Toot-toot.
Bye.
That was Lady Elaine. This is Cornflake S. Pesciley's factory, Mr. Pesciley. And sometimes he has a big order, so he has to work a lot. And as you can see, he's busy today.
Where do X and Henrietta live?
Oh, right in that tree over there. I'd like you to meet a special guest.
Yeah?
This is Miss Yoshiko Ito. Miss Ito, Henrietta Pussycat.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 do, meow, Ito. Meow, beautiful lady, meow. Meow, 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 pretty dress, meow,
oh,
pretty
yes,
face.
Oh, yes,
meow, like my dress, meow.
Well, that's pretty, too. Who made
meow.
It?
Meow, 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 oh, thank you. Meow, meow, X, meow.
Hi, X.
Hello, everybody. Oh.
X, I'd like you to meet someone. This is Miss Yoshiko Ito.
Howdy.
X the owl, Miss Ito.
Hi, X the owl.
How do you do, Miss Ito?
Nice to meet you.
Are you just flying by?
Well, I came to sing for the king and queen.
Oh, would you sing something for us?
Meow, meow, would you sing something, meow, us?
Well, sure.
Oh, the ma bongi bongi, an shto ta cha yo ka shu. Yo ka shu yo ka kotoba, yo ka kimon.
I really like that.
Meow, 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 meow.
You like that?
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Like the way you hum there, Miss Ito. It sure is pretty.
Yeah, meow, wish meow could sing meow that.
Oh, Henrietta, it takes a lot of practice.
Meow, meow, no.
And there's a certain lady who doesn't think I should use my voice at all.
Doesn't think you should use your voice at all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who in the world is that?
Guess X.
Oh, lady?
Lady Elaine
Fairchild. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, now you just keep singing, Miss Ito.
Well, let me tell you why, X.
Why?
She has this idea. Lady Elaine thinks that Miss Ito's voice is too good to use. Too good to use.
Huh.
That's her idea.
Well,
we'd better go see her.
Listen,
right?
You just keep singing, Miss Ito. There sure are a lot of people who like to hear you.
Yeah. I will, as long as I can.
Meow, 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 meow. Wonderful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, come back and see us, will you?
I will.
Hey.
Meow, 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 meow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Meow.
Bye-bye. Is Lady Elaine Fairchild's museum go-round, and she has every imaginable thing in here.
And where is she?
Oh, she's probably inside. I'll ring her bell.
Okay. Coming, dear. Huh? Coming, dear.
We're waiting.
Here I am.
Hi, Lady Elaine.
Sorry.
What's
that? Those bags just go flying around all the time.
Shall I hold it for
you? Yes, you're just in time. Just
well, all right, now, what is your suggestion?
All right. First of all, I want you to sing into this paper bag.
Lady Elaine, why should she have to do that?
Ask me no questions, just do as I say. You want to save your voice, don't you?
Well, I try to.
All right. Sing into the bag. Sing something grand.
All right.
Now close the bag tightly, very tightly, and hold it closed like that.
Okay.
There.
Now what?
Well, her song's in the bag. If anyone wants to hear it, all she has to do is let them put their ear to the bag and hear the song.
Oh, I never heard of anything like that before.
Well, come on inside. I have plenty in here to show you. Ha ha, plenty of things in my museum go round.
Hear it? Yes. Oh, my gosh.
There are some things you just can't hold in a bag, and a song is one of them.
I sing a song for you.
Songs are inside of people. You test it and see. You get a bag, or just use your hands like this and sing into that.
I sing a song for you.
See? I like make-believing with that. I have an idea. Even with records, you know, even if you sing into a microphone for a record, still, that song had to come from inside of you. I'll show you something. Here's a record that I sang into. Song, A Good Feeling. I'll just play you a little bit of it. You'll see.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's.
But I had to sing that first before it could be on a record. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive.
It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say. Do you hear someone at the door? There is someone at the door. Let's see who it is. Da-da-da-dum-bum. It's Mr. McFeely with a big dog.
Speedy
Mr. McFeely. What a big dog.
Do you remember Amos?
Yes.
Amos, the little puppy?
Yes. Is this Amos?
This is Amos. He's a full-grown dog now.
Amos, what a fine dog you are.
I'm taking care of Amos today, and I have my brush here. We're just finishing up the brushing.
Oh, my, glad to see Amos. I remember you when you were just a little puppy. Do you remember when Amos was about this big? What good care he's had.
Certainly has.
Mr. McFeely, I have that poster from yesterday. Just a minute, I'll give it back to you.
Stay here with
Amos. I'm so glad to see Amos.
Just finish your brushing here, Amos.
Amos belongs to your neighbors, doesn't he?
That's right, the Simmons family own Amos.
Here's the poster, and thank you for loaning that to me.
All righty. Well, Amos, you all set to continue our walk? I think so, Mr. Rogers. Well, you know, I like dogs, and I'll bring more back to you.
I know you do. I bet people like to stop and say hello to Amos when you're walking him, don't they?
They certainly do. All righty, come on, Amos.
Could you shake hands, Amos? Just say goodbye? Oh, what a fine boy you are.
Well,
a fine dog, I should say.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. Rogers. Come along, Amos.
Thanks for stopping by, Mr. McFeely. There goes Amos off like that. Boy. Puppies grow up to be dogs. And babies grow up to be men and women. Clean up those things after a while. Did you see the way Queen Sarah was holding the baby? And the king was patting the baby. Sleep, little baby, sleep. I will be near you. You will be safe to sleep. Sleep, little baby, sleep. Sleep, little baby, sleep. I will be near you. You will be safe to sleep. Sleep, little baby, sleep. Anybody sing to you? Remember anybody singing a lullaby to you? I like to sing to you. Sure. And I like to sing with you, too. Lots of things you and I do together. We'll do more things together. We'll sing more songs together tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you, yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are.
Mm-hmm. Try with a bag, okay? A paper bag. And just see the kinds of things that will fit in a bag. Not words, not songs, not feelings. No, just things. Mm-hmm. And why don't you try drawing a song, too? Sure. Each one would be different because each person's different. It's what makes you so special. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.